Random House Audio presents Sharp Objects by Gillian Flynn, read for you by Anne-Marie Lee. Chapter 1. My sweater was new, stinging red and ugly. It was May 12th, but the temperature had dipped to the 40s, and after 4 days shivering in my shirt sleeves, I grabbed cover at a tag sale rather than dig through my boxed-up winter clothes. Spring in Chicago. In my gunny-covered cubicle, I sat staring at the computer screen. My story for the day was a limp sort of evil. 4 kids, ages 2 through 6, were found locked in a room on the south side with a couple of tuna sandwiches and a quart of milk. They'd been left 3 days, flurrying like chickens over the food and feces on the carpet. Their mother had wandered off for a suck on the pipe and just forgotten. Sometimes that's what happens. No cigarette burns, no bone snaps, just an irretrievable slipping. I'd seen the mother after the arrest, 22-year-old Tammy Davis, blonde and fat, with pink rouge on her cheeks and 2 perfect circles the size of shot glasses. I could imagine her sitting on a shambled-down sofa, her lips on that metal, a sharp burst of smoke. Then all was fast-floating, her kids way behind, as she shot back to junior high, when the boys still cared and she was the prettiest, a glossy-lipped 13-year-old who mouthed cinnamon sticks before she kissed. A belly. A smell. Cigarettes and old coffee. My editor, esteemed, weary Frank Curry, rocking back in his...